now to item 33, time certain.
Proclaim January 7 through 13 to be Slavic and Eastern European Heritage Week.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. So we're really honored to have this celebration this morning and to read a proclamation. I want to thank our friend Irene Konev, one of the great Slavic leaders, for helping to organize this Slavic and Eastern European Heritage Week. I want to encourage everyone who's here today to visit the atrium between 11 and 1. There will be a celebration for this Heritage Week with cultural foods and music. There will also be a children's art exhibit, Portland Through the Eyes of Children, that will be on display here until Friday. What we're going to do is introduce the panel, have the mayor read the proclamation, and then come back to the prepared remarks from the panel. Svetlana Pell, from a environmental technician, stormwater steward, the Bureau of Environmental Services, is with us, and she will introduce our other two guests. Svetlana?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You're going to start? Or?
Oh, you're going to just, if you could introduce the other two.
Okay. This is Tatiana Bondarchuk and Agrippina Alagoz, and they're going to introduce themselves as they talk.
And Tatiana is a crime victims advocate, Lutheran Community Services, and Agrippina, excuse me, you like to go by the name?
Pena.
Okay. Is a Portland State University Russian flagship graduate student. So we're honored to have all three of you. The mayor will now read the proclamation.
Very good. Could I ask one question first? What is a Russian flagship graduate student?
Russian flagship is a program provided by Portland State University to intensely learn not just the Russian language, but its culture and international relations related to it. They also have a year abroad studying in Russia and Kazakhstan, as well as a summer.
That's fantastic. And how many years is the program?
It works along your major, so it could be 4 years, and then you can go further from there.
That's great. What an opportunity. Great. So I will read the proclamation. Whereas Slavic and Eastern European Americans are one of Portland's largest immigrant and refugee communities, with over 150,000 people in the greater Portland area. And whereas Slavic and Eastern European Portlanders can trace their ancestry to 15 countries in the former Soviet Union and 14 other European countries with unique languages, dialects, cultures, and histories. And whereas the city of Portland has many Slavic and Eastern European employees and a Slavic empowerment team that works to build a more inclusive and diverse workforce. And whereas the Slavic empowerment team shares culture and art with city employees through celebrations, displays, performances. And whereas Portland is a welcoming, inclusive, and sanctuary city that celebrates its growing diversity. And whereas the city of Portland is proud of its relationship with all members of the Slavic and Eastern European community and will continue supporting their professional and economic advancement. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim January 7th to January 13th, 2018, to be Slavic and Eastern European Heritage Week in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this important week. Thank you. So now we'll go back to the panel.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for having us. I'm Svetlana Pell. I work for the Bureau of Environmental Services in the Stormwater Stewards Group, and I manage a Green Street Steward program and work to recruit volunteers to look after our green infrastructure. I also help co-lead the Slavic Empowerment Team, or SET, as we call it. SET is an affinity group sponsored by the diverse and empowered employees of Portland. SET supports the City of Portland's diversity efforts by providing Slavic-affiliated employees with opportunities to promote cultural awareness, empower each other, share expertise, and support professional development. Our goal at SET is to build relationships between the city and the Slavic community by making the city more diverse and responsive to the need of all residents. Slavic Empowerment Team provides three key services to the city and the Slavic communities. First, we work with the help We work to help build a more diverse workforce by helping Slavs to apply for volunteer and paid CT positions. Second, we inform the Slavic community about CT policies, projects, programs, and community grants by volunteering to translate information from the CT into the Russian, Ukrainian, and other Slavic languages. And finally, we work to educate the community about Slavic culture by hosting public displays of Slavic culture and by encouraging participation in the annual Portland Slavic Festival. It is with great pleasure and pride I reflect upon the accomplishments of SET during the team's second year. SET has successfully engaged city staff and the community by creating public space that celebrates city culture. Last year, we showcased two cultural displays that highlighted traditional Slavic clothing, art, and food, and organized a cultural celebration promoted by a local Russian newspapers and radio station with live performances by local Slavic musicians Chervona and Natalia Baranova. And I would like to say thank you, and next, Tatiana Bondarchuk will speak. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Tatiana Bondarchuk, and I would like to raise my voice to support Slavic community. And I will tell my personal story. I born in Russia, in Moscow region. My family and I faced persecution from the government because of our faith. I came as a refugee to the United States with two children in November of 2000, knowing only two English words, yes and no. I experienced cultural shock, separation from my family, lack of English language skills. But in 2001, I was able to get a part-time job at the Lutheran Community Services Immigration Counseling and Advocacy Program when I worked for 5 years. And serving Russian-speaking community members. But in 2006, my position was closed and I got laid off because of grant ended. I was broken. I was going through the divorce because of domestic violence in my family. My car was stolen. I had limited English skills. I was a single mom with two children. I decided to go to college. In 2007, I was able to get on call job at Domestic Violence Coordination Office when I learned in the county level everything about domestic violence. In 2008, I was able to graduate through the Portland Immigrant Leadership Training sponsored by the Office of Mayor of City. In 2009, Lutheran Community Services got a grant, Portland Children's Levies Grant, when I started working as a case manager of Child Abuse Intervention Program among Eastern Europeans, when I served 100 families and 350 children who've been abused and exposed to violence. But ironically, in 2012, the grant ended and I got laid off again. Also, my position at Domestic Violence Coordination Office ended, and I got laid off. Ironically, in one day, I lost two jobs. I decided to pursue my degree. I went to Portland State University, and in 2013, I graduated with the master's degree in social work. In 2015, I've been accepted to U.S.-Russia Social Expertise Exchange Fellowship, and I went to Russia when I worked in 5 cities on domestic violence prevention, belonged to the Gender Equity Working Group. When I back to U.S. in 2015, I got an on-call position at Safety First Supervised Parenting Time Center when I serve in supervised visits for domestic violence cases. In 2016, I was a nominee for the Judge Harrell Award for my 12 years work with survivors of domestic violence and their children. In 2016, in February, Lutheran Community Services got a grant for community-based crime victim advocacy program, and I've been hired. I believe that I'm only one Russian-speaking community-based crime victim advocate in Portland, in Multnomah County, in Oregon, and maybe in the whole country. Your grant in the past that you provided to a nonprofit organization helped me to get where I am now. I'm serving 1,000 members from Slavic community. Every month, I'm doing my live stream / radio / Facebook / YouTube TV program on prevention different type of crime in the city of Portland. And I would like to say thank you to the Office of Mayor of City, to thank you to Office of Neighborhood Involvement, to Independent Police Review, to Commissioners Amanda Fritz, who support Slavic youth, to Dan Saltzman, to Commissioners Nick Fish, and my big thank you to the Chief of Portland Police. 40 officers from the Portland Police have been attending my TV program during last 2 years, where we are educating Slavic community on different type of crimes, such as sex trafficking, gang violence in Portland, hit and run investigation, and more. And today, I would like to ask, please continue support us, and we will serve those who are vulnerable and who are in need in our lovely city of Portland. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. And just as a footnote to that, since you mentioned the police bureau's participation in the program, I attended the most recent swearing-in ceremony for our new police officers. And they have to go through an extensive training period before they'll actually be out on the streets. But two of those new officers are from the Slavic community directly, and they're very excited, and we're excited to have them with us. So thank you for that program.
Thank you.
And if I could also just comment, you certainly documented your story in terms of your employment and education. I want to honor your leadership in the Russian-speaking network and all the volunteer work that you have done to make sure that people in your community know that they are part of the whole community and that the Office of Neighborhood Involvement really appreciates the work that you've done over the years.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Agripina Alagoz, and I am a first-generation college student studying at Portland State University. I'm studying mathematics and statistics, as well as Russian in the Russian flagship program, as I mentioned earlier. I do have a long ancestral history. About 300 years ago, my great-great-grandparents were born in Russia, in Khabarovsk area, so really northern Russia, when my grandparents were just children. Religious persecution and starvation forced them to flee to Harbin, China, where they then endured a long journey as immigrants to Hong Kong and then to Brazil, where my maternal grandparents had met and married. My grandparents were teenage newlyweds when they immigrated from Brazil to Oregon and taught themselves English, raised 11 children, one of which was my mother. Here in Oregon, she herself had 4 children, and as a single mother, raised us all to prioritize school. This March, I will be the first in my entire family, including all my many dozens and dozens of cousins, to be graduating with a 4-year degree.
That's great.
Through PSU, I studied abroad this summer in Kazakhstan, learning not just the Russian language, but its culture and other topics such as international relations. I'm studying, as I said, mathematics and statistics at PSU, and while becoming proficient in Russian, I'm hoping to get involved with data analysis to report both data in English and Russian at a future workplace. With my background, I bring a unique perspective in any volunteer or job position. I intend to be one of these citizens that will serve the city with all I have learned and already know in both math and Russian relations. And I'm only one of 150,000 Slavic and Eastern European citizens living in the Portland metro area, each with their own unique stories of how they got here and their own unique backgrounds. The diaspora of just the Russian community itself is substantial. I come from the Russian Old Believer community, and I know the perspective of other Russians within the different communities, and they each have their own uniqueness. And as a result, we carry great value and diversity to Portland as a whole. Thus, I feel we are a community to be recognized and celebrated. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question?
Commissioner Fish.
Since each of you have such inspiring stories about your family history and how you came to this country, I wonder, in this past week, we've heard the administration talk about putting curbs on what's called family reunification, which is the provisions in the law that allow people to bring other family members to this country and to build community. And I wonder if any of you have any comment about that. Svetlana or Our other guests?
I can start. I tried, but my family does not want to come here. And the reason is because they have no English background, and because my family is in their 60s now, they always continue telling me they can't learn English, which is not true. Everybody can. All their friends and my extended family are also there, and their jobs are there, so they can just leave and come and live with me. So,
Tatiana?
It is very awesome when family actually get together. But my family split. I have 7 brothers and 2 sisters. My 2 sisters and 2 brothers lives here, but my parents and 5 brothers still in Russia, and they are not able to come. And yeah, it's, you know, very complicated. But since we have awesome technology right now, we have Skype, we can call, so we still have communication.
Thank you. Mayor, a photograph?
Sure. Well, if you wouldn't mind, we'll just come right down in front. We'll take a picture.
And one more.
Just speak Spanish. Just 2 years.
Congratulations.